Novos.
The Novos. Feel good Friday.
Oh, morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Oh, how are you, Ari? How are you going?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just had to help fix a few things behind the scenes, but we're fine.
Yeah, of course we are. Yeah, you know, these things happen.
You know, it's funny when something goes wrong here.
Yes.
I'm just like, where's Kramer? My mind's just like, help.
That's all right. It was all sorted in the end. So foggy out there this morning.
What fog? I didn't notice any fog. Is there fog at Mayfield, maybe?
Yeah.
Not from where I came from.
It was very like a sea fog. Because, you know, you put the windscreen wipers on to clear it, back again straight away.
Interesting.
There's something spooky about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got in safely. I almost didn't wake up this morning.
What do you mean you almost didn't wake up? Like your alarm? You didn't hear your alarm?
Yeah, I didn't hear any alarms.
Oh, my God. Actually, that was me yesterday morning. I was what is that strange, faint sound?
Faint, mine's
very
noisy.
Very quiet alarm.
And it didn't do anything.
Ooh.
Anyway, woke up. It's all good. Got here.
Thank God. Oh, my God. Not the time. Not the time. Please always wake up.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I aim for that.
Yeah.
All right. So, great show ahead today. How about this? We've got the $100 Endeavour restaurant vouchers are back.
Oh, yay.
Everybody loves the food out there.
They do.
So, you could be winning it just by getting on the show. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind.
Mm. The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Feel good Friday. I don't know about you, but I
feel good. So yesterday I went to the little town of Weston.
Oh, I know Weston, yes.
Yeah.
And they have some good soccer players up there.
Yeah, right. Mm. And they've also got like a very sort of old school town. It is a bit like a Western town.
Mm.
There's, you know, the old pubs there, they're a bit like saloons. You know, it's a bit dry and dusty.
Dry and dusty, you say?
A little bit, yeah. And there's, there was yesterday. And there's like a lot of old-timey houses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite the experience. If I had a bit more time, I would have liked to stop into the local pubs there for a bit. I just feel like they'd be full of excellent characters.
Excellent characters. All right.
I just think it's a little gem of our region and growing so fast. Oh, my
Saloon
God.
Saloon-style pub, perhaps?
Yeah.
With the two-way doors?
I swear there were two-way doors.
Right.
That I could see through the window.
What was, like, the drink of choice back in those old Western movies? Was it, like,
whiskey?
Whiskey,
just a bit of whiskey in a cup.
Yeah.
No ice or anything, obviously.
Real old school.
Yeah. I don't think they even... It was whiskey. I think it was all whiskey or moonshine or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we used to have a friend. Oh, this was many years ago, actually. They used to live in Cameron Park. They used to make their own moonshine.
Really?
And their own beers and stuff. Yeah, out of bathtub.
In the bathtub?
Yeah.
Do they also bath in said bathtub?
No.
It was for
they had a separate bathtub.
For this moonshine tub. Only.
Yeah, the moonshine tub was in the garage.
Did you ever taste it, the moonshine?
No.
Oh.
I also wasn't old enough technically to drink.
Right, so of course you would have never had any.
No.
Yeah, fair
Not even a little tip.
Only over the age
of 5.
Yeah, age of 18 is when you started drinking anything, wasn't it?
Well, my brother was old enough, so was my dad, obviously, and they tried it. They said it was very strong.
Yeah, okay. Well, bathtub liquor generally tends to be. That's what I've heard, anyway.
On the stronger side, correct.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is here for your First at 5.
She's in.
Welcome. Now, I do believe it was a tough walk in this morning.
Ooh, bit of limping?
A bit of limping. I can barely walk today, actually. We had our first my first intense training session for our league tag last night.
Ooh.
And tell you what, I'm feeling it today.
That's like Oz tag, yeah?
Yeah, it's Oz tag, but league tag, it's a little bit more serious. The games are tiny bit longer. You can do a lot more in that. It's a lot more full on. So you're playing games every week.
Oh,
you're
wow.
training twice a week as well. So it's very intense.
Oh, it's a real club sport.
Yeah, full season ahead then.
Full season ahead.
When's the first game?
Well, we've got our trial tonight, and then the actual round one kicks off in April. But trial tonight against Beresfield, but I'm like, I don't think I can even go.
Just stretch.
Are you going to go?
It out.
I'm going to have to go, but I'll sit on the wing and not do too much.
Get some comes to me, Voltaren gel. Get one of those massage guns.
And away you go.
You'll be right.
Good luck with that, is all I'll say. Keep us up to date. What's your team called?
Shortland Devils.
Ooh. Oh, for some reason I had dingoes in my head. No, I don't know why.
No, Devils. They've got a cool... They have an awesome... what is it? Like jersey.
Yeah, it's true.
The colours are cool. So it's black... Like a bright blue, ooh, bright pink. It's sick, and I've got, ooh, bright blue like Nike boots, so it just looks so good.
You're ready to go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Matchy. All right, let's get into some news, shall we? Yep. A bit more serious. The buses around Newcastle, they shut down, but we do have an update.
Yeah, so buses shut down periodically yesterday over that incident involving a person getting onto a bus, allegedly assaulting a driver, saying he's going to come back and essentially stab him with a machete.
Come and get him.
Yeah,
what the heck?
Intense. So the buses were shut down for a period of time as the bus companies sort of rallied against that sort of behaviour, and also for the safety.
Oh, my God, of course.
You're not going to continue driving a bus if someone's threatening to come and stab you, essentially.
Well, you don't know, you know, what bus you might get onto or anything, so that is terrifying.
Yeah, it's all extremely serious. So today, the buses should be up and running as normal. But, yeah, the police and everyone's going to really be monitoring that. And, and the unions come out saying this is actually quite a pretty predominant thing that does happen here and there.
Spate of attacks kind of thing,
Awful. A lot of assaults on the drivers. So hopefully they can get to some sort of resolution there.
They don't deserve that. I mean, people deserve to be safe at work.
Oh, and threatened with a machete? Come off it.
Yeah.
All right, hero.
It's
awful.
Not right.
Yeah,
go home
awful
and watch
behavior.
Game of Thrones. That's where that behaviour belongs.
Exactly.
Go play
right.
Fortnite.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
Now, also, the police are going to start patrolling part of the Fernley track. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we spoke, I think it was last week now, about how there's all these sort of attacks on the Fernley track. It's mainly illegal unregistered bikes going up and down the tracks, but also e-bikes. So we've had reports that these bike riders have been throwing rocks at people and just wreaking havoc and, you know, going up, down fast. People are having to get out of the way real quick. And there was also an incident where a woman was grabbed at by a motorbike passenger along the Fernley track near Jules. So police have come out saying that they're now going to have their highway patrol team patrolling it and really targeting and cracking down on the illegal activity, especially those unregistered bikes and the use of the e-bikes. Because, you know, innocent people just walking and cycling on the track, they don't need that.
They just want to go about their day and exercise or whatever.
Yeah,
so
that's
good news.
UFM.
The Novos.
How's this? It's a pretty wild, and I don't understand why people are doing it, right? Employers across Australia are kind of being catfished by their younger workers. Recruiters are supposedly seeing it happen all the time in our workplaces. Now, career catfishing, this new terminology is...
So this is something to watch out for if you're like a boss, even on a trading site or whatever.
Yeah, or if you're just a manager of a store.
Doesn't matter.
Well, career catfishing occurs when someone accepts a job offer. So you go in, you do your interview, and you're just like, hey, congratulations, you got the job. Excellent, no worries. I'll see you there next week on my first shift or whatever it is.
Yeah, so they're all signed up. They've done the paperwork, everything.
All good to go. So you accept the offer, but then fails to show for their first day of work and with no explanation. So basically they've ghosted you, going, yeah, psych.
It's big Gen Z energy, isn't it?
A little bit. So a recent survey which was conducted overseas in the UK of 1,000 workers, so it's only 1,000 workers, but it found that one in three, right? Still a big stat there.
Yeah.
One in three Gen Z employees have admitted to career catfishing in the past.
One in three?
One in four millennials also admitted to this act, according to the 2025 Future of Work survey, which compared to just 11% of Gen X and 7% of baby boomer workers. So the younger you are, the more so you're going to go, oh, yeah, I'll take that job, never turn up. What is with that?
I know. I just can't imagine doing it. It's just so disrespectful to everyone involved. Somebody's offered you work and then you go, I'll be there. Just kidding. Like, just to waste everyone's time, the administration, the person who's hired you, they would have been psyched to get you on board. You seem like a good person, you know, good to work.
Exactly.
Turns out you're a scumbag.
It's a scumbag's a bit harsh of word.
I don't know. I feel like you've wasted everyone's time just for the sake of it.
It's just a weird behaviour. Look, if you decide later on after you accept the job that
you don't want it anymore,
just give them a call. Just be like, I really appreciate it,
but
I've gone somewhere else.
Oh, my God.
Something.
It's one phone call. It's so easy.
But it's also frustrating because, like, I've been in a position before where, like, I've had to job hunt for a long time. This is back in the day. And it took me months to get another job. And then there's people doing this.
Yeah, like, they're wasting everyone's time.
And opportunities.
And also then it looks bad for you because you're the same age.
True.
So then they say, oh, she won't be any good.
Oh, yes. It creates a stigma around the age or maybe that similar experience going, oh, they've worked in this industry as well. Don't really want anything to do with them.
That's it.
Wow.
That's not, it's less, surely it's not happening that much here in the Hunter. Surely we're better than that.
I haven't heard about it locally.
So maybe we are. Maybe we're all good here. Damn. It feels
good to be. The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel good Friday feeling.
So I'm excited because I got a bit of organisation done last night. I like to be on top of a schedule and I like to get things done.
What did you organise?
I finally booked the accommodation for the Sydney Easter show. Congratulations!
Oh, yeah, nice. So where are you? Are you allowed to say where you're staying or is that a secret place a listener recommended?
Oh, no, it's fine. We're actually going to stay in Parramatta.
Okay.
Yeah, so I presented my findings to Will, my
boyfriend.
Did
you do it in a little binder book?
Not quite. I did
it
on my
PowerPoint?
Laptop. No, no, laptop, but I had it out in my notes section. Okay. So I had everything in its own category, and then I went from closest to the furthest from the venue, but also easiest to the most difficult.
So you're in like a penthouse suite?
Not quite.
Overlooking the water
just
or something?
Just a regular studio in Parramatta.
Nice.
Next to the train station. Well, like down the road from the train station.
Yeah, yep. Okay, so walking distance.
Yeah, absolutely. So I made sure that it was so easy to get to and from the train station and then get from Parramatta into Olympic Park with the least amount of time on the train. So I'm going to be about 15 to 20 minutes on the train.
That's all right. Yeah. Yep. Are you not tempted to drive to Parramatta?
No. No, I refuse to drive in Sydney.
Why are you so scared of driving there?
No, fuel. Like, I'm not an idiot. Like, plus going on a Sunday, it's only like a $2.50 or $3 per trip.
Yeah, right.
On the train. Like, it's cheaper and it's more convenient and I can read.
Oh, that is true. You can read. Mm. That's nice.
So it just makes things a little bit more coherent.
Smooth running. Yeah. Oh, that'll be good. So it's coming up in April.
Yep, the 13th we're going.
Oh, so exciting.
Yeah.
Off to see all of that and
support,
you know, enjoy
and help.
It. Yeah.
Behind the scenes for all the agricultural events, well, the Clydesdale heavy horse events. So
yeah, you'll be there.
Very excited.
Have you got a uniform?
We don't have a uniform, no, but Will is bringing his Akubras, so I'm definitely going to be wearing one of those.
Nice.
And I've also got cowgirl boots coming from Shane.
Let's go.
I'm going to look cute with my little boots. I need to go get jeans.
That's one more job to do, hey, by the sounds of it.
But get this, the hotel has a pool, so I'm going to take some swimmers. I'm going to go swimming.
Oh, nice. I'm so excited for your excitement around this.
Thanks.
It's great.
I love hotels.
Nice.
You.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
How about this, though? Sydney surgeons have their huge, huge success after a patient in their 40s has received Australian-designed and the first ever artificial heart.
Ooh, so is this like robotic or...?
It's called a BiVacor.
BiVacor.
Yeah, and it's totally artificial. It's the first implant here in Australia.
Oh, okay.
There was five before that in America, but it was invented in Queensland.
Oh, truly?
Yeah.
Aussie made. Wow.
Now, at the moment, it's only designed to be in there while you're waiting for a, like, heart transplant.
Okay, right? So it's not permanent. You have to get an actual heart.
Yeah, that's right. So at the moment, it's sort of designed to last about a month.
Okay.
Ish, but they're saying it could go up to 100 days. So first one in Australia has happened. Took them 6 hours to do it down in Sydney, just down the M1. And it's absolutely extraordinary that this is happening because to replicate probably one of the most important organs in the body.
So complex.
Is so complex, yep. And to get it all just right, there's a lot of smart people have worked on this for a long time.
Yes.
And you might go, oh, it's only 100 days. But this is just a stepping stone.
And plus, considering how many people actually have to wait for an organ transplant and things in hospitals.
Oh, my God.
This
could
literally save your life.
Yeah, that's right. So what's amazing about it as well is, as I said, it's just a stepping stone because what they're planning for, what they're working on, is for this to be a permanent, like, heart transplant.
Yeah.
So you'd be able to get one of these instead of a heart from someone else.
It might be possible in the future. You know, just looking at a photo of it, though, it kind of looks like a mini, like, car engine from the 1950s. Like,
it sort of does. And so I guess it is the engine of your body, some would say. Mm. And they really are working on one that will be a permanent replacement.
Cool.
Which is absolutely extraordinary. And the fact that it's happening, the science is happening right here in in Australia, in Queensland, it's something to be very proud of. I mean, we have such a history of inventing great medical devices.
True.
I mean, the cochlear implant, for example, is absolute game changer for so many people. Mm. So to have the first artificial heart up and running here, it's very exciting for the future.
Feels a little bit like The Wizard of Oz, but anyway.
Just a tiny little bit, hey?
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Usually when I go to the shops, right, and I walk through the fresh food aisles, I'm looking at apples, beetroot, you know, maybe some celery, some carrots, whatever.
Sure.
Usually you look at that stuff and you go, ooh, I could make a nice roast dinner out of that.
Your imagination runs wild with what is with the possibilities,
especially
if you're hungry.
Well, your imagination doesn't run that wild to make it into a full-on symphony orchestra, do you?
Not normally.
With vegetables.
What do you mean by that?
So apparently there's such a thing since the year of 1998 called the Vegetable Orchestra. It's a group of people that play vegetables like instruments.
Right. So, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, how it would work.
Well, here we go. I'll give you more details.
Sure.
The 11-piece orchestra, right? It's a fascinating group of people. They formed in Vienna in Austria in 98, performing a total of 344 concerts using specially made instruments. So they make them themselves, such as a carrot recorder. So you know those like little like recorders you used
like
to learn in
flute
school?
Sort of thing.
Yeah, like a cucumberphone, a radish bass flute, a percussive piece of eggplant, and a leek violin.
Oh, you know, have a listen to the music they play.
Oh, well, this is Bridgerton theme song, so not technically, no.
I don't think it's played on vegetables on reflection. You know, you come to think of it.
Yeah.
I've actually played fiddle on the zucchini before.
You have not. How do you play fiddle? There's no strings.
Well, hey, it's a minor inconvenience.
Well,
is what I've found.
I mean, yeah. So one of the bandmates said, look, we believe that we can produce sound that cannot be easily produced by other instruments. You can hear the difference. It sometimes sounds like animals, sometimes just abstract.
So it doesn't really sound like this.
No. No. Okay. It sounds a little bit weirder than that. So the group is constantly inventing these new instruments and they have to be prepared to improvise since the vegetables can break or dry out whilst they're on stage. I reckon that's more difficult than playing actual violins and oboes.
Controversial opinion, perhaps.
What do you mean?
It sounds like these guys are a bunch of lunatics.
No, because after their concerts, they
play fiddle on the... We can play recorder on the carrot.
No, but it's genius because after their shows, they then serve the audience soup made from the vegetables left over.
Oh, I don't think I want that. Some guy's slobbered all over a carrot all night playing some song that doesn't sound like the song. And
don't
then you
manhandle
make it
my carrots,
don't,
please.
I don't want that as a soup. I'll be right, thanks.
The Novos. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
So you might have seen the footage of that American influencer picking up a baby wombat, right?
That angered me.
And taking it away from its mum and stuff.
How dare she?
Well, I couldn't agree more. It's disgusting, right?
I wonder what would happen if she was picked up and taken away from her beloved ones.
Well, it's a good point, and that's what people... That's the sort of general consensus.
Yep.
Now, a second video has emerged showing her handling an echidna.
I saw something about this. Is it actually her, like, holding it?
Yeah, it is. Okay. So, but what's not clear is what the situation is. You can see a bit of a fence in the background. Okay. So it could be on a private property or it could be some sort of animal sanctuary, something like that. It's not really clear. Albo's had a shot at her and said, take another animal that can actually fight back. That was his quote.
Wow. Actually, he makes a good point. That, try doing that to a full-size kangaroo, doll.
Exactly. Yeah, a baby wombat. Come on.
Skippy will mess you up.
Certainly will. Take a baby crocodile from its mother and see how you go from there.
Run.
Is another of his quotes.
She seems like a slow runner, so I reckon a croc could get her.
I think you would be right. And you know what? I reckon revoke her visa.
Well, that's what the, more calls are for. And I agree. To be honest, though, like, I think we're quite protective of our animals, like our native animals. It's like, don't touch them.
That's it. Unnecessarily.
Yeah.
You know, there's no need for what she's doing there.
No.
Anyway, rant over.
Yeah.
I reckon revoke her visa. That's just my view, though.
Hear, hear.
All right. The new FM Court of Law going for a yes, this point?
Yes, absolutely.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I did see this story pop up on Instagram this week, and it's given me a good insight into Romans. So I'm talking about La Familia. So over in Italy, the city of Rome, they've actually come with this rule that they can fine people, so dog owners, up to 600 Oz dollars for not walking their dogs daily. So this is about like 500 euros over in their country, right?
Okay.
So if you're a pet owner, if you're a dog owner, you need to walk your dog at least once a day. If not, you are copping a whopping fine.
How on earth could they possibly know that is my question.
I have no idea.
Because, like, imagine this, right? You're just sitting in a lovely piazza in Rome. Mm-hmm. You're sipping on a delicious espresso while you're standing up because I never give you a seat. and then a policeman comes up to you or woman and says, hey, here's a $500 fine. You say, why? I'm just drinking a coffee. They said, well, we found out you didn't walk your dog yesterday. How could they know that?
Well, the enforcement mainly relies on reports from concerned neighbours rather than the strict authorities.
Dobbing neighbours.
Yeah. It's a dob eat dob world, clearly. Anyway, so that was a terrible joke.
It
I'm
was
so sorry.
Terrible.
That was shocking. moving right along.
Got me, though, to be fair.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's a massive rule. So I was like, you know, what other weird rules are there out there? Not just, you know, limiting that to Rome and Italy.
Mm.
What if we look outside of that? So,
sure.
I've jotted some down that really piqued my interest. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So this is internationally. Switzerland, first and foremost, it is illegal to only have one guinea pig as a pet. This is because they are social animals and require companionship. So if you go and get a little guinea pig, you get himself a little friend.
I think that is good.
I would enforce that too, actually. I'm behind that.
I reckon we should have that here as well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, secondly, over in Swedenland, dogs attending doggy daycare centres are required by law to be able to see outside a sunny window. So you need a window
also
for the pooch.
Reasonable. Because, God, locking them in a room with no windows is cruel to any animal.
Well, that's true as well. How about this?
Yeah.
Over in New Zealand, in Longburn it's called, roaming cats are required by law to wear 3 bells around their neck.
See, that should be a minimum as well.
Not entirely sure why. Probably
it's to scare away the native animals so that they have half a chance.
I thought it would have been because... There's a cat. Someone returned them to their home.
No, it's so that total guess.
Oh, okay.
I'd say that it's so they scare away the native birds and stuff. They're not killing them all the time.
Well, speaking of birds, I've got two more. One, in California, if your pet bird goes missing in the wee hours of the morning, you must wait until 7 a.m. to whistle to attract them back. So they could be like halfway to China, and you're all going, Little budgie, come here, please. You know,
That has come into effect, that law, by someone very powerful being annoyed by someone whistling for their bird.
Absolutely, it was probably Kardashian. Okay, and lastly, in Quitman, Georgia. So this is over in the US, right? So it is illegal for chickens to cross the road themselves. This is mainly because chicken owners must always have control of their chicken.
That is an absurd rule. Once
What's
again,
that crossing the road.
Is chicken. That a chicken? Quick, call the police. How ridiculous. Oh,
the poultry police.
Oh, God.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
How about this for a story? And it's been a very, I guess, tumultuous year for aviation. There's been crashes, there have been near misses. It's been pretty wild out there.
Yeah, especially over in the US, too.
Especially. An Air India flight has been forced to turn around because its toilets got blocked. So it was departing from Chicago, going to Delhi, capital of India.
Chicago.
That's it. And it was 5 hours into the flight, and suddenly all of the crew had to say, look, we've got to turn this thing around because 8 out of the 12 toilets had been completely blocked.
What?
By a mixture of, or a combination of, plastic bags and rags and clothing.
What?
Who's
putting their clothes down the toilet?
Well, a great question.
Put it back in your bloody suitcase, man.
There's more, I guess, questions and answers in this situation is what I'm thinking about. There's been several pictures released showing the bags containing waste that had been cleared from the toilets. And then there was a drainage pipe as well that had been stuffed with what appeared to be rags.
First
of all, it's a long flight from Chicago to Delhi.
Definitely. And
to have to do 10 hours for absolutely nothing must be up there with nightmare material.
Could you imagine if you were on that plane and then you hear, like, the voiceover man, or the pilot, sorry, it's like, excuse me, passengers, this is your captain speaking. Can we all assure that no one uses the toilet, please? And take a number two, we have
complete blockage.
Blockage, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. A few hours into the flight, the toilets apparently became unserviceable, and then they found 8 out of the 12 across business and economy classes could not be used, and this is the quote from the airline, causing discomfort to all on board.
Well, I mean, serious discomfort for your bowels, yeah.
Exactly. That seems like a very politically correct way of saying they have really stuffed this up in the worst possible way.
What a stinker.
Please use the toilets a bit more normally in future.
105.3 New FM. It's the Novos. Name 5.
All right, first of all, we got tickets to the Jets versus Western United. Sunday, 5 p.m., Mac Jones Stadium. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a stunning game. 8 games undefeated. This is extraordinary.
Seven
so far, but I'm projecting what's going to happen, Ari.
Right.
Get with the program. The Jets need to win on Sunday.
Speaking it into being. Got it.
That's it. You got to manifest these things.
Yes, we're a big fan of manifesting on this show.
Certainly are. Science, right?
Ha!
So, this is the Novo's Name 5. We give you 10 seconds on the clock. You've got to name 5 things from the topic that we give you.
That's it.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Please. Going to Halukalani. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. How is Halukalani this morning?
Well, I'm actually at Farley at the moment, so I don't know.
Yeah, right. Don't know, not there.
Don't know, don't care.
That's it. You out there for work, or what are you doing, Matt?
Yeah, out here for work.
What work are you, what line of business are you in?
Landscaping.
Oh, what are you doing, a new, like, pond or something today?
Hedge?
Nah, laying turf.
Someone's got to do it, right? It looks good, though, when it's done, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely it does.
Yeah.
I don't reckon I could do that. That's too much pressure. Someone's lawn? Nah, can't do that.
Matt's an expert, though. Yeah. It's not an issue for him.
Oh, well, he can cop the stress.
Halukalani's finest. All right, so you know how this works. We give you 10 seconds. You got to name 5 things from the topic that we give you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Let's go.
I need you to name 5 types of wood. Go.
Hardwood, pine, softwood, oak, cedar.
Yep, that'll go.
That'll do
it. That'll do it. Well done.
Oh my God.
He was ready. He took a moment there in the end, but we got there. Well done.
Hardwood and softwood was a thing.
Yeah, they're like categories. I probably should have been more, specific and said species. But congratulations. We're giving you that. Some tickets to go and see the Jets versus Western United Sunday, 5 p.m. McDonald Jones Stadium. Enjoy that.
Well,
congratulations.
Done, Matt.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See, easy as that. Yep. Matt from Halakalani, our latest local winner here at New FM.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
King and Queen of Denmark. Not really a family we talk about too much.
Mm.
But, of course, the Queen Mary is famously from Tasmania.
Tassie girl.
That's it. They met, when she didn't know who he was in that pub down in Sydney and all that sort of, that had that whole story to it.
Which is so cool, though. I love that story.
Oh, it's very, very sweet. It was a lot of people saw that and thought, true love does exist. It doesn't know the boundaries of finances and all that sort of stuff. And anyone can be plucked from obscurity and whisked away to a kingdom far, far away.
It sounds like a Hallmark movie, to be fair.
That's what a lot of people feel like. Anyway, they've decided to take a bit of a holiday, which is lovely.
Yes.
However, they've been a little bit, lacking in ambition is the idea here. So instead of, going somewhere extraordinarily exotic, they've just gone down the road pretty much. A little skiing holiday in Sweden.
Really?
Yes, yeah, Switzerland as well as part of it, and that's it.
No Finland?
Finland. I've read here on... Maybe I'm reading the wrong story. They normally off to Switzerland.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Switzerland's a beautiful place, I guess.
It's pretty nice, but it's also very similar to Denmark.
Yeah.
So... why are they not being a little more ambitious is the question here.
I think, I had a similar thought process, to be honest.
Okay, imagine this, Ari.
Yes.
Instead of Mary,
yep.
You were the one that was whisked away that fateful night in that pub down in Sydney.
Okay.
You met your king or future king-to-be.
Yes.
You live in a palace. You got all the money in the world.
Yes.
Where are you off to on holiday?
I'm probably going to go to Europe or Hawaii or maybe like India or something and stay in a palace.
You want to go from palace to palace, basically, don't you?
Maybe like Crossbasket Castle in Scotland. How about like the Hilton Hawaiian Village at Waikiki Beach?
Somewhere, that's totally exotic rather than just down the road.
I would like an open air mansion on the Nile River in Egypt. Like, I would want to be in the most weirdest, most beautiful places the world has to offer.
See, what?
Instead of going down the road.
It's the equivalent of, right, say they lived in Rutherford.
Okay.
And then they've gone for a holiday in Maitland.
Yeah, nah.
That is...
Or maybe a bit further.
Oh, well, what? Musselbrook?
Yeah, okay.
Honestly, it's that close. For them, they'd be taking some sort of private transportation, whisked away in a helicopter or something.
Yeah.
It's probably a half-hour journey.
It's like the Western Sydney suburbs going out to Bondi.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, at least that's got a beach.
Yeah.
Where they're going, it doesn't. A couple more mountains, I'll be right, thanks.
Oh.
See, they need a little more imagination. Perhaps they could employ you, Ari, as their travel planner.
You know what?
Would you take the job?
Yes, I have so many ideas.
Over New FM, though? Over the
money and
prestige of New FM?
It's not hard to book accommodation, mate. I've already got places in mind.
You just jump on booking.com. You reckon you got a handle,
yeah.
Okay?
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Now, this could be something very positive. Apparently, Disney, so the whole company, apparently, is considering bringing its hand-drawn animation back for future films. So, you know how Disney has really gone for the whole CGI tape?
Computer,
right?
Animated. It started with Toy Story. That was the first one.
And they were fine.
Yep.
No, nothing wrong with that. It's just like in the past couple of years, I just feel like Disney movies, they're all just a little bit the same. And they've kind of taken the raw kind of nature of hand-drawn films out. So while it's unclear whether their potential project will be for, all, I guess, movies.
Surely not.
No, no, no.
I think they just do it as like a novelty now.
Or like it just like every couple of like animated films, they'll do things like, you know, how The Lion King was hand-drawn, Aladdin, yeah. all yeah. of that. Bring back something similar at
okay,
least.
Okay, that's a bit of fun. Yeah. I like to hear it. Good news for the artists who have been out of work now for about 20 years.
Yes, because that was, yeah, like you say.
It was a big industry.
Big industry, big art form, yeah. So hopefully we'll get something similar like The Lion King with hand-drawn artists again.
That'd be terrific. Especially some new story.
Yes.
Would be amazing, mm-hmm. I reckon.
Yeah, definitely.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
So the other night I was at the boyfriend's place. He
lives very romantic.
Not really. Oh. He and his housemate, they live together. It's just the two of them in the house. And, you know, they have a really good dynamic duo. They live really well together. Anyway, Billy's housemate was like, oh, we've run out of paper towel. We need some paper towel, like, tonight. So Will, myself, we ducked over to Coles to go stock up, whatever. Now, we were over there in Coles just looking at the paper towels, like, oh, great, we'll just get the two-pack, the cheap, you know, Coles brand one. And Will's like, nah, that's not enough. I'm like, what do you mean that's not enough? And then he's like, let's get the triple pack, but the king size,
the long
paper
rolls,
towel,
yeah, double
the
length,
big boys, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, serious business, big boys. And so we got that, and as soon as we got home, Will's wiping the bench with like the paper towel, using the spray and wipe. All well and good, they're clean boys. The thing is, though, every time that I go over there, they're always using the paper towel to wipe the benches down in the kitchen. Nothing wrong with that. It's just I've known them for like a year now. And they don't use dishcloths. Instead, they use the paper towels. Now, I'm not a paper towel family. We use, like, proper dishcloths to wipe down our benches and our kitchen and all that type of thing. And it just baffles me. Like, every time I see them use the paper towel, I'm like, you guys go through so much of it. And they're like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, but I bet their kitchen's so clean.
It is.
And
most
there's
of
no
the time.
Bacteria because they're not using a manky old dishcloth.
Oh. Excuse me? No. Like a manky dishcloth? I don't think so. It gets washed.
How often?
Every week.
So it's a full week of building up germs and grime.
I don't know how filthy you think my kitchen is. Well, it's not at all. It's the cleanest kitchen you'll ever see.
Well,
it is.
You can see. But that's with the naked eye.
We use spray and wipe. We disinfect everything.
Bring out the microscope, though.
So.
And there's heaps of bacteria there, I reckon.
But they just go through so much paper towel.
Yeah, because they like their kitchen clean. Sue them. I think it's great.
But they're going through all that paper towel. Why wouldn't you use, like, a reusable cloth? Like, I've always grown up in a household with a reusable cloth. Anyway, so it's been grinding my gears, and I just don't understand it. So 4967-4105, this is what I want to do, please. Do you live with or know of or have been a paper towel overuser in your household?
It's me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're a paper towel family.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would not have pictured this for you. I thought you were an adult.
No, oh, come on. What are you talking about? That means our kitchen's nice and clean. And there's nothing better. You do the stove and it looks amazing. It comes up so shiny.
I've never done or cleaned the kitchen with a paper towel in my life.
See, and that's why when you bring out the microscope, what they do in those ads.
That is such a... No, that's not an argument.
It looks like one of those Petri dishes.
Ew.
You see on a James Bond villain film when they're developing some super virus.
Excuse me, my kitchen bench is so clean, you could lick chocolate off that. Straight off it.
That sounds like something you've done.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, so I'm not a paper towel user. I'm a dishcloth user. Crevo, you're a paper towel overuser. So is my boyfriend and his housemate.
Yeah.
4967-4105. Do you live with a paper towel overuser or is it you? Well, let's move to Madawi now. Good morning, Gabby. Are you the paper towel overuser?
No, but I live in one of those households where my partner is and I'm in team dish rag.
Oh, right. So is your partner, like, you feel, oh, it's so wasteful? What's the vibe there?
I think he doesn't even realise. He just gets straight into the paper towel. Next thing I know, there's half a roll missing. But having said that, if it means that he's cleaning the kitchen, you know what? I'll take it.
Yeah, it comes down to that argument. Hey, Gabby, you're just like, you know what? If you're going to be clean, I would prefer you to do it in some way or another rather than not at all.
Yeah, that's it. How much are you willing to stand by your line of, you know, not wasting any paper towel, right? Not willing enough. Mm. All right, so let's go to one more, shall we?
Yeah.
To wrap things up.
In Farley. Good morning, Mel. How are you?
I'm fantastic, guys. How are you?
Great.
Really good. Now, big question, Mel. Do you live with a paper towel overuser?
Absolutely. My partner is the biggest paper towel overuser. He will use it to wipe the benches, but he will actually use the ensuite and walk out to the kitchen to dry his hands with the paper towel.
No! Wait, do you have, like, a dish towel, like an actual towel in the kitchen?
So we've got, I use a dish rag in the kitchen,
yep.
But we do sometimes use the paper towel, depends on how greasy the surface is, you know, like, it depends on what you need.
Yes.
But the paper towel use, when he comes out of the bathroom, he goes and washes his hands, and then he'll walk through the house with the wet hands to get to the paper towel, regardless of the fact that we've got clean towels in the bathroom, we've got hand towels, we've even got tea towels in the kitchen.
Rub it on your clothes!
All of that, and he will go and dry his hands with the paper towel. But to make it work, he will have a shower, he'll dry off, he'll wash his hands, and then go dry his hands with the paper towel.
You know what, Mel? I think you need to get rid of him. Just drop him. He sounds awful. There we go. And just like that, the Novos, of course, the divorce. Simple.
And Newcastle and the Jets have the advantage.
New FM's best seats in the house.
All right, Ari, it's a money can't buy experience, and we give it only to local winners here at New FM. I'm, of course, talking about the best seats in the house. Tell us about what that entails.
So basically, you sit on the sidelines on a kind of like a coveted couch, the new FM couch, and you're right up against next to the players watching them.
That's so incredible. You can't get any closer without actually playing in the game.
The physical
sport, yeah. That's it. So they're the closest and best seats in the house.
Yes.
Let's meet our next winner, shall we?
Let's do it.
Kayla from Woodbury. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we are better now because we're chatting to you on a very exciting morning. Is it yourself that's the massive Jets fan in the family?
Yeah, me and my partner.
Oh, okay. Oh, so nice, you've one. Nominated both of you to sit on the sidelines and watch the Jets play?
Yeah, we have me and her, and then we have an adopted son, and he's the actual that we're going with.
Oh, how good is that? So it'll be the dynamic trio, if you will. You'll be out there. You're going to have your supporters gear on as well?
Oh, yeah. Head to toe.
I love that. Head to toe. Even the Jets socks. I didn't even know you could get them. But Kayla is all about it. It was very easy to register, right? Just jump on the website, yeah?
So easy
to register. And congratulations. You're our next winner.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We're going to have so much fun.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, this is not an area we normally tackle, but the exciting world of martial arts.
Oh, yeah. Cobra Kai.
Yeah, that's it. Because somebody local to our area, the Central Coast's very own Declan Squire. I mean, it's an hour away, but we're going to claim him as ours at this
definitely.
Point, right?
It's within our vicinity somewhere.
You can hear New FM loud and clear down at the coast.
That's right. We support you.
I've tested it.
Yeah.
And this is after he's impressed at the karate state titles in Sydney at the weekend. He won a number of medals, and now he's on his way even higher. In fact, the karate world championships are within reach.
What? World championships? Like the global stage?
Yeah, the global stage. Someone from our very own region.
Global mat, if you will, because they perform on a mat.
That's it. Is well within reach. Now, here's sort of him talking about the way that could happen, right? So we're not many steps away. Have a listen to this.
About a month after that, I've qualified for the Oceanic titles.
And if he can rise to the challenge, there's a milestone event within arm's reach.
If I win that, I qualify for the World Championships, which is the goal for the year.
That's it. So close.
Yes, I know.
He's just like one match away, basically.
Technically, yeah, he just has to stick to his guns, dig deep and win.
That's it. Now, very exciting, obviously. Mm. But one thing that caught me from this NBN News story was, first of all, like how technical the sport is, but also have a listen to how early he started out. Have a listen to this.
The difference between that and MMA is it's not knockout, so it's point-based. It's very technical art form, but obviously still fighting. I started when I was 3 years
old?
Yeah, that's insane. No wonder. How do you start learning to fight at 3 years old? You start punching, like, your leg out.
Good question. I mean, well, punching, maybe kicking with your leg?
Probably kicking,
And that's why you're not the commentator for the Karate World Championship.
No, the only thing I can do is the sound effects.
Yeah. Let's hear some of them just quickly, if we can, from you.
Hey! I watch too much Cobra Kai.
That is pretty good. You know what? Let's fire up the music again, because to have one of our very own Declan Squire head off to the World Championships is exciting.
Come on.
Now, if you're wanting to get into this and get to the world stage...
God, there's martial arts dojos everywhere in Newcastle.
There certainly is, but also you need to start very young.
Yes.
So if his generation started at 3 years of age, I'd be looking at starting your kids at like 1 or 2.
Right, so when's Esme going in?
Well, she's 9 months of age now, so I've got about 3 more months, and then we're going to get her on the dojo mats and make this thing happen, because I want a world champion to live at my house.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
That's right. As every Friday, we give you things to go and see, do, experience, love a little out and about around our great region. So let's kick it off with tonight's events, shall we? So first and foremost, something pretty big. The Lake Macquarie Triathlon is on at 6:30 p.m. This is happening from tonight through till Sunday. Based at Spears Point Park.
A triathlon, did you say?
It's a triathlon. Multiple events.
Are you going to join? Because you're a very good runner, swimmer and cyclist.
Yeah, but I also have a life, so...
It's a no
I'm too busy. I'm too busy for that type of thing anymore. Then next up, you have the Lake Mac Women in Sport Festival, also at the Warners Bay foreshore until
that
Sunday.
Good.
Yes, so women who want to get their paws and, I guess, feet... on the ground,
yep.
Play a bit of sport, why not? Friday why not? Chill at Pacific Park is also on in Newcastle tonight from 6:30 p.m. Just hang around and get a picnic rug, listen to some live music and maybe have like a charcuterie board, like bring some dip, whatever, that'd be nice.
Sure,
then tomorrow you've got Like a Boss Festival. This is happening at Bar on the Hill at the University of Newcastle Callaghan campus, 4 p.m. till 10 p.m. Now, it features a bunch of Aussie DJs, including the one and only Havana Brown, which
she's
very
great.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Lovely
I so
lady.
Want to go. She is, actually. Then you've also got, if you want something a little bit different, head into the Queen's Wharf Terminal in Newcastle from 7:30. You've got the All Event Cruises R&B Saturdays happening. So hop on a boat, listen to some R&B music.
That's a total vibe, isn't it?
Hell yeah. Then you've also got 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. tomorrow night, Beaumont Street in Hamilton, the Fringe Feast. So before the Fringe Festival kicks off.
A feast first.
Yeah, a big feast first. All
so
can come
good.
Along. And then Sunday. The only thing that you need to be doing on Sunday is going to support our mighty Jets.
It couldn't be more true.
Yes,
come on.
5 p.m. Sunday, we take on Western United.
Let's go number 8. 7 undefeated so far.
Oh, yeah. I was like, number 8? Who's 8?
No, I mean, 7 undefeated so far. Yep. I want to make it 8.
We can totally do that.
Obviously, if you can get there, go and support the boys. The bigger the cheer, the bigger the chance they're going to get ahead, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So come on the Jets.
Let's go, boys.
As a city, I think there is a building excitement around this.
There is.
I feel it's going to be 8 in a row.
I think it might be. But we're not jinxing it.
No.
We're just offering positive vibes.
That's
manifesting.
Right. We said we'd whisper it quietly into the universe and let's just hope it all happens. The guys have been doing so well. Newcastle is super proud of them. Well, thanks for that. Of course, a full What's On Guide on our Facebook and on our website, newfm.com.au.
Damn.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
It has been kind of a rough week and rough couple of months for my poor mother. So she has a few issues with her teeth at the moment, to the point of like crowns and fillings that she's getting from the dentist keep falling out. Or like there's an issue
nightmare.
That, or like her teeth cracks or something like that. So she's going back and forth to the dentist all the time. And this week she had another crown filling fallout. She's like, all right, I got to make an emergency appointment to go back and see the dentist and whatever. And I'm like, Mum, that's like the 15th time in a couple of months. And she goes, yeah, really sick of it. I just kind of want to like rip all my teeth out at this point. I said, yeah, well, fair enough.
And, you're such a supportive daughter.
Well, I am, because I used to have really bad issues with like holes in my teeth and stuff when I was younger. I had crooked teeth. So I had to have braces. Like myself and my mum have had like the worst run of having to go to dentist appointments regularly. Teeth. It's horrible.
So teeth unlucky,
teeth,
if you will.
Very unlucky. And like I used to be scared of the dentist. That's how bad it was, because they used to like they used to hurt me all the time. It was horrible. But yeah, so Mum's just she's contemplating what to do with all her appointments now, and she's So
she get the falsies maybe.
Yeah, maybe my dad has false teeth.
There you go.
They're straight. They look good. Yeah. Well, they look really like realistic now.
Yeah,
nowadays.
That's so true. So they're not doing them out of wood anymore.
Yeah, well,
like they used to.
A family friend of ours as well. He was telling me the other day that he got a lot of his teeth like pulled out because he had some poor luck with his mouth as well.
Yeah,
and he now has like screws. So he's got screwed in teeth.
Implants.
Yeah, they're screwed into your jaw. Well, that scares me. So I'm like, oh, how would you go going through an airport gate? And he's like, oh, it sets them off every time.
Yeah, of course it does, because the magnets, it can tell.
Yeah. So anyway, this is what I wanted to do here, because I thought, what an opportunity. 4967-4105, your dentist horror stories.
Oh, things that have gone wrong at the dentist with teeth, that sort of thing.
Do you have to keep going back all the time, like my mum? What's going on?
Issues with your teeth. So how about this one for my dad? He was about, I want to say 16, 17, and he was riding this, like, balance board. He fell over, knocked all his front teeth out, all just gone. That's it. Because back then they didn't know you could sort of put them back in or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just got falsies from that age all up the front.
Oh, the poor thing. That is horrible.
Very young for that to happen,
yes,
right?
And very traumatic.
Sometimes you can have a total dentist horror story, disaster, tooth issues, that sort of stuff.
Mm.
We want to hear yours.
Let's go to the phone, sir, Crevo.
Yeah, in Raymond Terrace. Chantel, what's your story?
Hi. I went in to get a molar out because I had a hole in it. And I was in a lot of pain, couldn't feel anything. They pulled the wrong one out.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh,
that is so annoying.
They pulled the top one out, and then they had to go back and pull the bottom one out.
What a nightmare. So you've lost two teeth. Do they give you any kind of freebie or compensation?
No, I had to pay for both of them.
Oh, nah.
That feels outrageous.
Surely a discount would be in order.
At least a bit of extra happy gas.
Yeah, well, poor Chantel's got a big gaping black hole in her mouth now.
That's outrageous. You poor thing. God, there's a few out there, aren't there?
Pulling out the wrong tooth. Who does that?
I
okay. Moving to Toronto. Good morning, Wayne. What's your story?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Well, I was at a dentist at Wall's End about 25 years ago.
Ooh, yeah.
To get some rear molars out.
Mm-hmm.
Broke both my molars.
Oh!
In my mouth. Had to go back in. Then broke my jaw.
What?
You broke your jaw?
They broke it or
broke
you did?
My jaw trying to get out.
Oh,
to
my God.
My gums.
So what What do you do with a broken jaw?
Then I had to go to hospital, get my jaw wired.
Oh.
Had to go back in 8 weeks to get out the bits of tooth he'd left in my gums.
Do you not go to a different dentist at this point?
Yeah.
Well, I thought about it.
Yep.
Yeah. And then.
But then after that.
Yeah.
A couple of months later, I had a big hole in my gum, went to another dentist, and the side of my jaw had fused to my gum.
So I had to get
surgery on that again. And to this day, I'm 58 and still have a hole in my gum.
Can you still eat all right, though, Wayne?
No, even with my falsies.
Jeez.
Oh, God bless you.
That is an awful story.
I feel like that warrants like a 2 years straight worth of vouchers to Boost Juice. Like he'd be surviving off smoothies, surely.
Well, so you can suck it through the little hole. I don't think that's how that works.
I don't care.
He needs
to eat something.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Blackles Park, Scott, what's your story?
I don't know the ins and outs of this story, but moral of the story is my mate went and spent about probably $5,000 on getting seasick.
Yeah.
And he got some sort of infection, and he actually had to lose the teeth that he got picked and get new ones, but they wouldn't cover him, so he spent all up about 15 grand on teeth.
Oh my God.
That is so not fair.
It's so expensive, isn't it? For so, but it's so crucial. Like, you can't live without them. So, it's just, you have to do something, don't you?
So much for medical cover and stuff like that.
I know. It should, Medicare could should like, cover teeth. There's
all
no
of
doubt
it.
About
yeah,
right?
100%. Okay, wrapping it up in Thornton. Hey, Amanda, what's your dentist horror story?
Hi. I had my wisdom teeth out, which weren't causing me too much trouble, but the dentist said they had to come out.
Yes.
So much trouble after I woke up from surgery with a handprint bruise on my face.
What?
Yep. A handprint bruise around my jaw. Like, you could clearly see it was a handprint. And then had no feeling in my tongue or the right side of my mouth where they took the tooth out. So they told me, nerves can grow back, they're fine, it'll come back in a few months' time.
Wow.
Not, never has. Still, probably, I don't know, 20, no, not 20, maybe 10 years later, and I still have no feeling in half of my tongue and the right side of my mouth.
Amanda, did you sue or something?
Well, apparently you can't because you sign a waiver to say that's a possible complication. Whoever reads the fine print.
I don't.
Yeah. It feels like something you should. Oh, my God. Amanda, for that, we're going to give you a prize because that is an amazing story. You're off to Endeavour Restaurant, East Maitland. $100 all yours, okay?
Have some lobster.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks so much.
You deserve it. Wow.
She still has such beautiful speech, though.
I know. She's able to sort that out, luckily. Yes. But what an awful thing to happen.
Oh, poor thing.
You've got to be so careful with your teeth. It's a lesson there. Brush up, kids.
Yeah. UFM. The Novos. The
Novos. A little taste of summer. Whilst it has gone, the weather's staying. Tomorrow, tops of 32 sunny. Sunday, tops of 31 sunny.
Oh, maybe a beach day or two?
I think so.
Yeah, maybe the baths.
Well, because a lot of people sort of skip the beach in the last bit because of all the storm activity.
Yes.
Yep. So now get out there, enjoy it. It's going to be great around our city this weekend. What do you have anything specific, exciting going on? Are you just at home? What's the situation?
Well, tomorrow obviously it's housework day and whatever, but I'm thinking that myself and the boyfriend might go to Hunter Valley. I think we might go to
Winery trip?
No, not a winery trip. We might go play some aqua golf, go to like that little European village next to the gardens there.
Oh, yeah, the Hunter Valley. Gardens Village.
Yeah, yeah. Go there. Maybe do some gin tasting and I don't know. I really want to go to that festival tomorrow night, which is at the University of Newcastle.
You should go.
Havana Brown. Chance to see her DJ. I would love that.
She's great. And a lovely lady too.
She is, actually.
Super nice. So if you can get to that, you should go along.
Yeah. What are you up to?
Sunday I'm going to like a market thing, which I'm excited about.
Newcastle.
That one is, no, it's near there actually. And there's a bunch of food and stuff, but also there's like a trading thing on where you can trade in like your kids' toys for other toys. Yeah. So I'm going to get involved, try and get some deals for Esme.
Great
idea.
Some
nice little toys and stuff, which will be nice for Sunday morning.
She'll love that, I bet.
No doubt, no doubt. So have a great weekend, everyone. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it, and we'll catch you on Monday.
Yeah, we'll chat to you then.
See ya.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.